Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Happy New Year, you guys. Welcome to another edition of Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Guys, we got a lot to talk about in this new year. I'm glad that you were able to join me for yet another great show. We got some things that we really need to discuss today. Starting a new season, not only with Live in the Day with Jay radio show, but we're starting a new season with Shop Talk. I'll give you details on that, and I'm going to give you details on the Independent Artist Festival that is coming up this year. You guys don't want to miss any of that, because I'm telling you, it's going to be very, very, very good. It's going to be a great event for the community. It's going to be something that we definitely need to make sure that we support. So I can't wait to get you guys involved with that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. I want you guys to give me your interpretations of what we're going to be talking about on today's show. Lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about camaraderie. We're going to talk a little bit about being true to the people you say mean the most to you. That's a lot entailed, guys. That's a lot. It says a lot about who you are as your character, you know, how you deal with people, how you deal with the people you say that you support. And as the title of the show goes, lose and watch who's standing with you. There is a reason I chose that topic for this show, this particular show, first show of the new year of 2022. There's a reason I picked that, and we're going to go through that. There's a couple of clips that I want to play today also that I want you guys to kind of register in your memory bank and kind of keep them, you know, close to you, so you will know exactly which way you need to go in this journey that you're going to be making. Number to call is 515-602-9653. 515-602-9653. I want you guys to understand that you are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Everybody works out of their own bags. Can you understand that? I can understand. Go ahead and sing. Hey.
Sounds as sweet as a candy bar.
Understand.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, for those of you just joining me, thank you for joining me for yet another great show. The first show of the new year of 2022. 2022 has got to be a whole lot better than 2021, and that's what we need to focus on. There's a lot of things going on in the community, in the Gastonia area, that we need to get really involved in. There's a lot of things that we need to shift and kind of change in our way of mindset, the way we think, the way we move, the way we speak to each other, the way we treat each other. There's some things that need to change. If you're not ready for that change, that's okay. You stay stagnated and stay right where you want to be. But I promise you, there's going to be lots of people moving. There's going to be people moving around you. I had somebody ask me, Jay, why did you name this show the title that you named it? And the name of the show, this title of this show is Lose and Watch Who's Standing With You. And I want you to think about that. I heard an interview with someone speaking the other day, and it really made me think. It really made me think about how we treat one another. It really made me think about how we say we are down for one another. And you know, it has happened to me. I don't know if I have done that to someone, but I know it has happened to me. When you're on top, or when you feel that you're on top, when you feel that things are going great, everybody loves you. Everybody wants a piece of you. Everybody wants to do things with you. Everybody wants to support you. Everybody wants to say they're associated with you. Everybody. But lose. And watch who's standing with you. When you lose, if those same people who was patting you on the back when everybody else was paying you some attention are standing beside you, then those are the ones you need to keep in your circle around you. Those are the ones that are doing things that are making a difference in not only your life, but theirs. But if they get missing, And don't want to even be around you, then you already know what it is. Now, a lot of people will say, well, you know, people are putting you around for a season. I believe that to a certain extent. I also believe people have the choice and they make the conscious decision to not deal with you. And if that's the case, then you move on. Which I have done. There are people in my life that for whatever reason decided they just not going to deal with me no more or support anything that I'm doing, which is fine. Don't support it. That's fine. I was here before you started supporting it, and I'm going to be here after you stop supporting it. But one thing I will not do, I will not stop supporting you if I have told you that you have my word, that I have your back 100%, I will not turn my back on you. I promise you I won't. But there are people out here who will do it and will look you in your eye and tell you to your face that they got your back, and knowing good and well they don't. How do we do that? How do we treat each other like that? How do we make sure that the people who we say we are for, we show them that we're for them. Y'all, I'm telling you, 2022 is going to be a year of revealing. It's going to be a relevant year. It's going to be a year of progress. It's going to be a year of understanding. It's just going to be a year of clarity. I see this happening already. Now, I'm not Cleo or nothing, Madam Cleo or nothing like that. I'm no fortune teller, but I'm just telling you what I'm seeing this early. And it is something that we really need to pay attention to. We need to pay attention to it. We need to gear up for our local elections this year. Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to who's trying to get your vote. Please pay attention. Put the people in the right places. The right people in the right places. The people that have your agenda, I've told you this on the show. The people that have your agenda, please put them in the place that they need to be to help the community. Don't put people in places just because they're popular. Just because they do a lot of lip service and no action. Don't put people in place that do that. Put the people who have your agenda for your community, for your progress, for what you want the future of your young people to be, put them in place. There is nothing wrong with you wanting the very best for your community and your youth. You should want that. And along with that comes with knowledge of who should be running your communities, who should be seeing your educational needs. You need to put those people in place. Y'all stop playing. Stop playing around with craziness and just putting people in office that's your friend. Or that seems to be cool. Stop doing that. It's time to start taking our community a whole lot serious than we do. It's time to start taking, especially, I'm talking to the black community now. It's time for us to start taking each other a lot serious than we do. It's time for us to start showing each other the love that we rightfully deserve to give to one another, the support, the camaraderie. The slack talk and gossip needs to stop. Let's start supporting one another like we should. We talk about what other people do, but they do it with grace. They support one another with grace. We can't support one another. I think this is going to change this year. I truly do. I think we are at a point where we are ready to do what we need to do for one another, more serious front. We are here to definitely support one another. We got to. We got to, guys and gals. If we don't, then I'm telling you, we are going to be like a dog chasing our tails. And you know, when they say dogs chase their tails, they're like going crazy. And I'm very, very, very far from going crazy. I think that we need to learn how to support one another. We need to learn how to uplift our women. We need to learn how to raise our children in the way that they need to be raised. We need discipline in the household. Our young men need discipline. Our young women need discipline. Why are we sitting back and not letting them get this discipline from us since we have all the knowledge? But we sit and we watch as our young people plummet. I don't want to be a part of that failure. I know you don't want to be a part of that failure. So what do we do? What do we do? Remember, lose and watch who's standing with you. That is something that you really need to take a look at. You really need to take a look at it because I'm telling you, it is something that is very, very, very true. It's very true. I hope you guys are out here staying safe. I hope you guys are doing what you need to do to keep you and your family safe. because we have a lot, you know, faced with. We're faced with. So why not? Why not right now decide that we need to be one unit? I'm not saying be radical. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is love your people. Love the progress for your people. Love the progress for your community. Look, if I had a white guy come to me and say, look, I love my people and I want to do such and such for my people, I'm going to give him ideas. There's nothing wrong with that. See, we got to get out of this old thinking. Old thinking is what's gotten us where we at right now, against one another and not for one another and not doing what we're supposed to do. So we're going to have to fix that. We are going to have to fix that. And the only way we can do that is if we really, truly show each other that we love one another and that we have the best interest. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
To make the best of this and pray to God that we dodge an early exit. Someone asked me if racism still exists. I replied, Gate the rules of the world. Life is like dodgeball. You get hit, get up, dodge again and again and again. Gatefism.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Joining me for the first show of 2022. I told you we have a lot of things in store for this year, for this radio show and for Shop Talk. I can't wait to expose you guys to it. And I think that you're going to like some of the guests. Well, I know you're going to like some of the guests that's going to be on the show this season. And you're going to love some of the guests that's going to be on Shop Talk. Some of these guests, you're going to say, how in the world did Jay get this person to be on his show? And I'm telling you, we got a lot of surprises. A lot of surprises with this show this year. So just sit back and enjoy the ride. Now, before we went to break, we was talking a little bit about making those tough decisions for our community, doing the things that we need to do to make our community shine in the way it should shine. And one of those things I was telling you was we should put the right people in place to make educational decisions. Now, not only is education a big thing in our community, but we need representations in our community on another level. We need, who wants to sit outside on their front porch and see drugs being sold? Wants to be seeing young girls and boys who dropped out of school hanging out in the streets on the corner? Community's crime-ridden. You can't even do anything in community because you're scared you're going to get robbed. Who wants that? I know I don't want any part of that, and I don't want any part of that for any community in my area here in Gastonia. So what we need to do is we need to really start thinking about what we want as a community. What we want as a community and how we're going to put those people in the places that they need to be that's going to make our communities great. We have to think about that. We have to hold the people accountable that we have given the right to represent us. I mean, that's how it goes. So you just don't vote and walk away and think everything's sweet. It doesn't work like that. There's some work behind it. There's some people that you need to make sure that it's always listening to what you have to say about your community. You should always want to strive for your community. Now, talking a little bit about education. Okay, I come across this clip about a young lady. She is a teacher. And I want you to listen to what she says about her experience and why she's doing some of the things she's doing right now. All right, so here's the clip.
It's no surprise to anyone that we have a major teacher shortage this year. Teachers are walking out of schools this year at an alarming rate. And you want to know why? I'll tell you exactly why teachers are quitting. Coming home mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted. Some teachers are coming home having endured being hit, kicked, bit, slapped by students. And we're exhausted to the point where we can't even take care of our own kids because we are so drained at the end of the day because of all the stuff we're dealing with at school this year. The kids this year, they don't know how to play with each other. They don't know how to stop playing with each other. They don't know how to sit down, be quiet, to not call their teacher's name 100 times. We have had to reacclimate them to being in school again. Some of them haven't been in school for 2 years. I don't understand why we're just picking back up business as usual. We are absolutely dog tired and exhausted. We have to do something because what we're doing is not working. We got admin and district officials shouting practice self-care while continually adding a million things to our plate. If y'all really cared about us practicing self-care, we wouldn't be made to feel bad when we need to take a mental health day or when we have to take a personal day off. I mean, you got teachers out here coming to school mentally sick, coming to school physically sick, because their admin makes them feel bad if they have to miss a day because there's a teacher shortage. I shouldn't have to sacrifice my health because y'all don't have any teachers. Our prep time is gone because there's a teacher shortage and a substitute teacher shortage. So 9 times out of 10, we are having to cover a class during our prep period. So when am I supposed to lesson plan, grade these papers, get prepared for teacher observations? And I don't even know why y'all are still doing teacher observations. We've got kids missing an entire class period, missing the first part of class because they didn't have a bus driver to come pick them up because of the bus driver shortage. We got kids missing class, and we got parents that are upset with us as their teacher that they weren't in class. I can't control that they didn't have a bus driver to come pick them up. But all of these shortages, they are affecting these students' education this year. How do you expect us to teach and get our kids on grade level when half of our class is late because they didn't have a bus driver? And last but not least, teacher pay. Now more than ever, teachers are looking for a way to leave education, like exit stage left immediately. The situation is that dire. There are a lot more jobs that pay way better than education, and you don't have to deal with crazy parents and power-hungry admin or district officials that have not seen the broadside of a classroom in about 20 years. The sad reality is there are so many teachers in this country that can't afford to pay their bills because they make so little money being in education. I mean, the amount of teachers that have to work a second job just to be able to pay their bills, astronomical. So a lot of teachers are starting to realize the pay plus the amount of stress that we have to deal with, not worth it anymore.
All right. That was a clip from a young lady who's obviously a teacher. It's on, she's courtesy of Board Teachers on YouTube. So go check her out. She has a lot of great things that she's saying and that she's proposing. But what do you think? What do you guys think? Do you think she hits it on the head, or do you think she's just ranting and raving? I'm an educator, and, you know, I have lots of educated friends, and it's hard. It's hard sometimes. But you always have to remember why you become an educator. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying what she is saying is not valid, because I feel like she has some valid points. But I always say, if there's anything worth doing, when that bump in the road comes, you got to be able to take that bump in the road, especially if you have committed yourself to uplifting young people, to educating young people, to giving them a roadmap, a blueprint to be successful in life. There are going to be road bumps. Y'all, trust me. I know, like everybody, there's road bumps in the education realm. We got to figure out how we're going to help one another when no one else wants to help us. Because at the end of the day, if we leave as an educator, who will our children turn to? I know it's a hard decision. It is a very tough decision. But this gets back to what I was telling you earlier. Start putting the people in place to make the decisions for those type of things in your community. Use common sense when you give those people your vote. Use common sense, guys. If we don't start to use common sense, I don't know what's going to happen. But we got to make sure that we are doing the right things. You know, I used to say, sometimes things are in black and white. I still believe that to a certain extent. But I also believe that right now, inside our community, I used to say it was the people outside of our community that control the things that go on inside our community. But I don't say that no more because I don't see that. What I see is we control what goes on in our community. We control what we let happen in our community. We control the outcomes in our community. And if we continue to let people dictate in our community all the wrong things, all the wrong visions, all the wrong blueprints, then that's falling on us. We need to get someone in our community that feels the way we do. I told y'all earlier, I think Gastonia is growing. I think Gastonia has put things in place that no one expected. The growth is astronomical. The small business growth is very pleasing, but we have to learn to support. We have to learn to support. And I hear so many people, well, you don't support me, I ain't supporting you. I understand that. I get it. I get that. I'm not going to ask you to go spend your money with someone you don't like. I'm not going to ask you to do that. Heck, I'm not going to ask you to do that with me. If there's something I'm doing and you don't like me, don't spend your money. Go on about your business. I don't need that energy. I want all positive energy because when you start getting positive energy with positive energy, you can start making some things happen. It only takes a little bit of negative energy, though, to start turning things around or turn it to the left, and we don't need that. So by all means, if you don't care for nothing I'm doing, if you don't care for anything I'm saying, don't listen to the show, don't follow the show, don't come to any events, just, hey, go about your business. My feelings will not be hurt. But one thing you cannot do is show up to my face, come on my show, share my shows, and then turn around and talk bad behind my back. That right there is causing a little karma to come back to you. I would not do it to you. Trust me, anybody that knows me know that if I have something to say, I will say it to you. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. That's just who I am. I will say it to you. I don't need third-person parties to deliver messages. I will say what I need to say. And I want you to understand that. But then on the same token, if you really truly know me, you know that I will fight with you. You know that I will stand in the fire with you to get things done for our communities. I think that is well stated, well orchestrated, well shown throughout all the things and years that is that I have been in the community. And trust me, I've done things in the community, things that I don't even talk about because I don't need the media. I don't need anybody telling me, give me a pat on the back saying good job, because I don't do it for that. I do it because I love my community. I love my people, and I love the people that take care of the communities. No matter who you're, black, green, blue, purple, brown, or orange, if you are for our youth and if you are for our community, then I'm for you. I don't have time to be messing around, guys. I don't think anyone does. That's why I say 2022 is going to be a great year. I'm claiming that. It's going to be a great year. This is going to be a year of understanding, a year of upliftment, a year of enlightenment. It's going to be a great year. We are going to do some great things in this area, which I hope trickle down across other states and counties, and people can see the blueprint that we are leaving here in Gastonia for success for our young people, and they start to, as Spike Lee say, get on the bus, because that's what we need. We need a lot of people to get on the bus of righteousness. Number to call is 515-602-9653. 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
mentors inspiring males for success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success, Gastonia's hope for the future.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Again, it's 515-602-9653. Before we went to break, guys, we was talking a little bit about the community and how we are going to continue to support one another and how we should put people in place that have the agenda that we want, not their own agenda, but the agenda that we want and we have given our vote to them for. So we need to remember to do that. That's very important, especially with this year being an election year. Municipals, that is, we need to understand who we are giving our votes to. So, guys, please educate yourself on who is running for certain positions and why you want to give that person your vote or why you don't want to give that person your vote. But please make an informative decision when it comes to leadership in your community and leadership with our young people's educational needs, because it's very, very, very important. Going to have the Independent Arts Festival, like I was saying earlier, on one of the shows next week. I will be giving you the date and the place and all that good stuff. We will have the Independent Arts Festival. So if you are an artist, independent artist, and you have music that you want to come perform at the festival, please inbox me. And I will give you all the details. I have a few slots left for some local people here who want to perform at the this year's Independent Artist Festival. And I think that you guys will really, really get a treat out of this festival. Clark, what's happening? You just caught me running my mouth. That's all. Yeah, but you guys definitely want to check out the festival. It's going to be a great event. It's going to uplift our young people. It's going to do the things that we need to get accomplished here in this area. But as I said before, please make informative decisions when it comes to putting people in charge of your young people, educational needs, your community, the growth of your community, the policing of your community. Please make informative decisions. Because that's what's going to make our communities grow, is if we are all on one accord and if the leadership knows the things that we want and are trying to put those things in place. So please, please, please go out there, exercise your right to vote, but make sure it's an informative vote. Don't make sure it's nothing silly. Don't go out there and just vote for somebody because they gave you a shirt or a sticker or whatever, something simple. Just go out there and make a good vote. Don't go out there and do nothing crazy, because I promise you, 2 years from now, you'd be sitting up talking about, I shouldn't have done that. And it'd be too late. Our communities will be in shambles. Our school systems will be in shambles. Stop. Just stop. Make yourself useful. Make yourself mean what you say at the polls. I can't stand when people say they vote doesn't count. Those are the ones that don't go vote. Those are the ones that don't know the process of what a vote can do for your community. And I challenge you to come on the show and tell me differently. But those are the ones who just don't want to be a part of the success process. We talked a little bit about our young boys. I'm going to play a clip that's from the late, great Dick Gregory. And I want you to listen to what he says. And it makes perfect sense. We just have to apply it. We have to apply it in our thinking process. Here's the clip real quick.
And that's Dick Gregory talking about grade school and white America. Hearing.
Not wrong clip, guys. Let's play this clip.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayers, and I thank God I woke up. The Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning. The drug pushers woke up this morning. I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar. Or this cash register will never ring again.
Yes.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And
our businesses, there you go. I told you.
If you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she'd laughed at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the floor of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood and the shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates.
I hope y'all caught those jewels. I hope you caught that. That was the late, great Dick Gregory. He was on an interview on YouTube, and we played that. I want you to think about some of the things he said. I have not been sitting here wasting my breath on this show, I hope. I have. How many times have I said, in our community, we want to make sure that our policing needs are met, our economic needs are met, our educational needs are met, That is a community. How many times have I said that? We need to think differently in 2022. How many times have I said small businesses is where it's at? That keeps a community growing. That keeps a town growing. That keeps a county growing. Start supporting businesses that are doing things that are positive. Small businesses, to have a small business, it's not easy. It's not easy to have a small business. It is not. For the simple fact that you have so many people. Let me tell you a story real quick. I was at our mall once. My wife was getting her nails done. I was with my boys. They were young. And I spoke to a young gentleman. He's probably was 60 years young. And we had a fantastic conversation. We were talking about life. We were talking about how we need to progress in the community. We was talking about things that we need to do in the community. And this happened. He looks at me. He says, "Hey, fella," he says, where are you? What church you go to? Must be a Southern thing, guys. Everybody want to know what church you go to. He asked me, he said, "What church you go to?" I said, "Well, we go to the mosque." He said, "A mosque? What is that?" And I looked at him. I said, "You know, it's a mosque. It's where Muslims go." He said, "What's your name, fella? What's your last name?" So I told him my last name. He said, "How you get a name like that?" I said, "Well, what's wrong with that name?" He said, "If I knew that was your name, I wouldn't have been sitting here talking to you 45 minutes ago." And I looked at him. Now, I wanted to slap him so hard that his gums come out of his mouth and his teeth stayed in there. But I didn't. I had my young son with me. And my son was looking at me. And this fellow who looked like me, who looked like my son, had the audacity to come at me that way. And I tell you this, guys, just to say, we have to stop stereotyping one another. If we expect other people to stop stereotyping us, we have to stop stereotyping one another. If we expect other people to treat us the way that we want to be treated equally, we have to treat each other equally as a people. If we want to progress outside of our communities, not only inside but outside of our communities, then we have to support one another. We cannot continue to go against one another because of religion, because of race, because of economical status, because of educational status. We cannot come after one another in those manners and think we are going to be successful as a unit. We will not. You will not. Start putting the things that you need to put in place to make sure that you are going to be successful in your community. And it starts with supporting your local small businesses. Support them. Now, like I told you before, if you don't like the person, which I understand, if you don't like the person, don't spend your money. Don't support. Don't do nothing. Stay away from them. Keep your negative energy to yourself. Let them continue to do what they do. Do what you do. But if you can put your hate or your distrust aside, then I promise you, things will work out a little bit better than what you expect. I promise you. All right, guys, I'm going to take the time now to thank you guys. I really appreciate you checking out the show. We'll be on tomorrow. I'm on every day. Sometimes I choose not to stream it on Facebook. Sometimes Facebook get a little messy. But the show on every day, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and check out the show. You can go to iHeartRadio, check out the show. Spotify, iTunes, check out the show. Thank you, Little Rock, Arkansas, Houston, Chicago, New York, Bakersfield, California, Colorado, Seattle, North Carolina, for my local people here, Georgia, Tallahassee, Florida. Thank you guys for checking out the show and continuing to support the show. It means everything. I do the show for you because I want to give you the platform, okay? And as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. That's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. And I want you guys to continue to check out the show. You guys know that you have definitely been live in the day with Jay. And I will see you guys tomorrow. All right, guys. Talk to my Facebook people a little bit more than...